This Rise Guys podcast is fueled by the best beer on the planet, Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Brewed locally by Thomas Creek Brewery and created especially for the P1s.
Yeah.
Ask for it by name. Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Find a location near you at 933theplanetrocks.com. Drink responsibly. Now, cheers. You're listening to the Rise Guys Morning Show. 93.3 The Planet Rise.
All right, listen closely. She's about to say a bad word. Well, it sounds like a bad word.
Later we'll have some pumpkin pie and we'll do some
caroling. Lyrics.com says it says pumpkin pie.
Pumpkin pie.
I don't get it. Rise Guys Morning Show, good morning to you. It is, hold on, 9:04. I'm looking at Jimmy. Texting fingers instead of Google fingers.
Yeah, because my phone still works.
Was able to keep his phone.
Yeah, didn't smash it.
People are happy.
And tonight is...
Some of them are pissed.
Tonight is the big party, the big concert, the planet's not-so-silent night Christmas concert party at the Firmament with POD, Nonpoint, Greenville's very own Islander, and Seven-Year Witch. What town claims them?
The drummer's from Pendleton or Anderson or somewhere down there.
Pendleton or Anderson or somewhere down there is very own Seven-Year Witch, also added to the bill tonight. You can get your tickets by texting the word night to 72341.
N-I-G-H-T. $20 general admission, $25 for, I think there's still a few remaining VIP ones where you get in at 5:30, hang out with me and Matthew for an hour before the show starts. And we'll kick off with Seven-Year Witch, followed by Islander, Nonpoint, and POD.
The honey. I like Elvis's version of this, too.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Big ale. We're about to do our gift exchange with each other, but don't tune out and say, we're going to have something to give you at the tail end of it that you don't want to miss. Really don't want to miss.
Really don't want to miss.
It's a gift for you.
It is. It's a fantastic gift for you.
All right, so let me write this down so I can remember the gift exchange. So I have nine. Nine has Fat Boy. Fat Boy has Paige, and Paige has me. She has my heart already, but she also has my name.
Mm-hmm.
People think I'm joking about that. I'd make love to you in a minute.
Probably.
I was looking at Fat Boy. Paige, I would also, I'd let you sit there and peer over her shoulders.
Yeah. Really?
Jimmy'd be in the closet.
Absolutely.
It would just take a minute. That's fine.
Yeah.
He's trapped.
That's right. I'm good. I'm really good. Thank you.
I can give you a minute.
All right. What's the order? Whatever order you want to do it in. Does anybody want to go? Paige, you're raising your hand?
I'll go first.
All right. You had my name.
I did.
Okay.
And I had to rewrap your present this morning.
That's right. You said you had to rewrap my present because somebody got into it.
Now somebody wanted it really, really bad.
You live alone with three dogs.
Two dogs and one evil cat. So.
Two dogs.
And an evil cat. Okay, yeah. Go on, we're on the radio
live. We are live on the air, you can thank
right.
him later.
So what that sign means, yeah.
Yeah, so I think the puppy did it, so there was like tissue everywhere, and I had a big bag, but it's really heavy, and I couldn't have carried the bag anyway, so it probably was just as well that I wrapped it.
That'd be three big bags you'd have to carry around.
So let me get a
heavy present.
That's right. Okay.
This is your neighbor, Paige. I broke into your house and unwrapped your gift.
I took off the sunglasses and put on my readers so I could see this.
Oh, yeah.
And it's kind of heavy.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, geez.
What
What'd you get
the gift?
We had a limit, you know.
Oh. Should I open the card first?
Okay.
I shook it. There's no
hold it.
Money or gift card in there.
Just keep it. We all got cards.
I like how she went with the non-Christmas wrapping paper.
That's all I had.
It says...
looks like something you give at a wedding.
It was.
It is, actually. It says, to have and to hold, honor, love, best wishes, forever, hand in hand.
And see how bad I rewrapped it real quick, though. I mean, it was in a hurry.
What's on the box, the gift? So should I open it and see
You have to open the box.
Okay.
In the box.
And you can see on the side where it was kind of opened by somebody.
I have a...
Oh, I got an idea.
You have an idea?
She gave us all cards. I'm going to keep this envelope because it says
Hallmark. I don't trust boxes anymore because I saw the other day that they make gift boxes now that make it look like it's some kind of stupid gift.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you open it up, it's a nice gift.
Yeah.
Holy moly, Paige. Oh, my God.
Careful, don't stab your hand. You about cut your finger off trying to get in that box. You
need a bigger knife, buddy.
Look, hey, somebody been to some bulk store.
Paige bought me 6 pounds of Tijuana Mama pickled sausages.
You love those.
It's 300% hotter than Big Mama's.
God. Because we found out that Tijuana Mama's made by the Penrose people, and you love the Penrose sausages, but the factory that made the Penrose little jars of sausages burned down, and they just never built it again, so they quit making them.
Oh, my God.
So you get the Penrose sausages you love. Your favorite treat.
Thank you, Paige.
You're lucky I don't like those.
And, I know.
And Eva the puppy almost got into that. And
the puppy wanted some.
Yes, she
did. Well, thank you so much. I sincerely mean that. I'm going to come back with high blood pressure after Christmas.
I'm sorry. I'll show you. You share them with your friends.
Oh. My card's got a topless picture.
Oh, yeah. Let's open the card real quick. Just because.
I don't know what mine says.
I sign the same thing on everyone, just like a mom does.
Well, it says.
I think mine says monkey Christmas.
Monkey Christmas.
Mine says muy Christmaso. Save Podgy. Thank you, Paige. I sincerely mean
Did Lou Reed sign that? What does that say?
Oh my God. It looks like it says Tony Perez. Who knows? Paige, thank you, really, really.
You're welcome.
I love that. That's very, very, very thoughtful. You're going to make Mary so jealous because she thought. They don't make them anymore. I don't have anything to put in your stocking. Little did she know, like me, that they were made by
people. I had them shipped.
Let Mama get one of those.
You had them what?
I had them shipped.
Oh, shipped. Okay.
You'll have the other part, man.
Okay, I got you.
Give me a Mama Matthew.
All right. Well, who would like to go next?
I mean, I'll go if you want. I don't care. It don't matter. Anybody. Whoever you want to go next.
Nine, you had Fat Boy's name.
Yeah. Or should we let Paige get her gift since she just gave one?
That's true.
That makes more sense.
Oh yeah.
All right. So Fat Boy.
See if I can find it.
Paige. No, not that gift. The one that keeps on giving.
Oh, there it is.
That one doesn't give one.
Compact, in a nice envelope that I personalized with your first name because your last name's Paige.
Oh yeah, F and Paige. It says on
there. This is Hallmark. I'm keeping this.
Oh.
I need to find somebody with the initials FB that I can re-gift this to. Know anybody?
No.
Frank Bueno.
Your gift bag that was eaten was pretty nice, too. Sorry.
Thank you.
And
you can eat my gift bag anytime.
Thank you. Thank you. Perfect. I love this.
Well, nobody can see.
This is a gift card to PetSmart. PetSmart. I go there all the time. Yeah. That is just the best gift ever. I
almost wanted to keep it.
I love it. Thank you very much.
That's great.
I don't like buying gifts. I really wanted to keep that.
How much was the gift card for?
20.
Yeah. Yep. Staying within the limit. I knew you wouldn't exceed it.
Plus, you get a free biscuit for your dog, son, or whatever. It was hard to,
your son or whatever.
There's so much stuff I could find that, I could get in there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right. That's a very thoughtful gift too.
I really do.
That's all Paige talks about is her animals.
She loves those dogs, man.
How busy she is.
So now Fat Boy gets a gift because he just gave one.
Fat Boy. Okay.
Right?
Yes. Okay. Does it stay in the rotation?
We have a rotation working.
But you're working it to where you'll get your gift last.
I didn't mean to.
I just realized. It's like, why would he be caring about, he'll get his last.
No, I didn't think about that. I thought Paige gave a gift first, and I didn't have any say-so in that. So it just works out that I get mine last.
Well, for a minute, I thought she was, I couldn't tell if she was raising her hand or Heilin' Hitler the way she was doing it.
Raising my hand.
Nine's got a bag. I could wait and see what's in the bag, or I could ask Matt to tell me what's already in the bag.
He's giving you his cell phone to let you smash it.
Now, this is the gift that was so hard to buy.
I know what this is. And
you had such a trouble.
I'll tell you something. The backstory on this is funny. There's a card.
There's a card.
And a red envelope.
You're
going to
like that. Read it on the air if you want.
All right, let me open the card first.
What's in the card?
This is an American Greetings card.
It's a picture of his cell phone intact.
Uh-oh, it's got a little snowman on the front.
Yeah.
I'm not making it. I
wrote it in cursive form.
Honest to God, I'm not making a joke. I don't know what any of that says.
This snowman is Jack Frost, and you are Shannon Elizabeth. F you, love MF and 9. I can read Jiminy's. I really can.
Yeah. The translator. All right, yeah. What's in the bag?
What's in the bag?
See what this is. Oh, God.
He dropped it out.
Oh!
Upside down.
Oh, wow.
He's excited.
The only thing better than this would be Dabo Swinney's personal phone number.
Mm-hmm.
It's a Clemson coffee tumbler.
It's a big tumbler. It's a 30-ounce tumbler.
Ooh, it's orange, too.
That's because you used to drink out of an egg drop soup container.
Where that replaced
it's got a couple straws for you, too.
Which is like a, to me, is a tall bowl.
Wow.
You would drink out of it.
You can double straw and share with somebody
those
in
good
the
good straws.
And when you walked in here the other
reusable.
Day with that tumbler that you found downstairs, he was pissed.
I was angry.
He had already ordered that tumbler for you.
Oh, no.
That's a really nice.
I'm
that's better than a Yeti.
That damn thing wasn't cheap.
I'm going to leave it here. Because I'm going to use it every day.
Well, I knew whatever I got you would stay on your desk, so I wanted to get you something you'd use.
Something for his desk.
Yeah. It's a Budweiser book with a bunch of blank pages.
Oh. What do you mean? You can write your own beer book?
I guess I can count how many beers.
Why don't we have Rise Guys beer books?
That's true. Why
that's the
we?
Next thing. We'll roll that out Valentine's Day.
I'll keep track of how many Green Bud Lights I consume.
Yeah, it's a ledger, so you can use it when you play Red Dead 2.
They should sell those with Heath's face on them. That'd be kind of ironic, huh?
That's nice. Thanks.
Yeah, you're welcome.
It's got glitter on it, too.
Ooh.
It's got the big B I'm familiar with.
Yeah.
Budweiser.
Usually it stands for Bills.
I think it smells like a Green Bud Light, even.
Hmm.
Well, it's called like the Jockey Lock.
All right. So, Jimmy, you get your gift last.
Okay.
But I broke a rule.
Well, I kind of did, too.
You did?
Yeah.
Of course.
What was the rule?
Of course you did.
I got everybody something.
Yeah, aww. I got everybody a little something.
Yeah. Fat Boy was the toughest to buy for.
Matt's impossible to buy for.
No, he's not. He's easy.
Well, I knew you were getting him hot sausages, so I had to get him something else.
Oh, that's true. Jeez.
His big present didn't arrive yet, just his little one.
You didn't get him a hot sausage
here.
I'll give him a hot sausage. Here.
Oh.
By the way, I wanted to let you know I got my own gift tags.
To Jamie.
Nice. I just wrote on there with a Sharpie.
Yeah, you did.
I legit did.
That works.
Why use gift tags?
There's no mistake.
That's
a Sharpie.
Fancy.
Jimmy just said that he had some bare walls now because of things. And
I did have bare walls.
Yeah, B-E-A-R. But like missing things. So I got you this, and I hope you like it.
Oh, okay.
Then we can open up our separate presents. And don't forget, at the end of this gift-giving exchange, we're going to have something for you, a gift that we're going to give you if you got fast fingers. And I don't mean like that. I mean by calling.
Quick fingers. Quick fangs.
If you don't like it, don't tell them. I'll show you how to pull that off.
This is fun.
It's in bubble wrap.
Yeah. Take it out of here.
It's in bubble wrap.
Oh, bubble wrap's fun, man. If you wrestle at home, you can use it for pyro. Yeah.
When you open it up, there's no bubbles in there.
That's
no.
True.
It's odd.
Imagine that.
This is wonderful.
Oh, that's cool.
You see what it is?
No.
Now you do.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, this is awesome. This is my new favorite piece of wall art.
It's got the don't lose the thing on the back.
That's, you need that.
That's your COA.
You need the COA and serial number. It's Freddy by Bobby England.
Wow.
That gift's better than what I got.
It's Freddy as drawn on canvas by Robert England himself. This is wonderful. Thank you, Matthew.
You like it?
Yeah, I love it.
It's original art by Freddy freaking Krueger.
Yeah.
I almost said a bad word there.
Freddy blanking Krueger. Freddy Krueger. Yeah. It's a self-portrait of Freddy Krueger. This is incredible.
Guaranteed by Beckett Authentication Services.
And they're like the name in
they're the big one now because the big guy from PSA DNA left and went there.
I'm going to hang that on the wall.
Well, good. I was hoping I didn't check because it said it's on a canvas, and I was like, well, I want to make sure it's not just a print.
Yeah, so that's great.
That's real deal Holyfield.
Yeah, thank you. That's wonderful. I really appreciate that.
I'm glad
I'll put it up with my Ghostbusters lithograph from a few years ago.
Paige?
Aww.
There's you one from me and mine.
Thank you.
Thank you. I appreciate you. Well, open up this gift.
You. Okay.
Yeah, open that.
I'll go Matt first.
You really get Fat Boy present too?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Yeah. I got a little thing.
What you got? Oh, it looks fun.
This looks fun. Oh my gosh. This is perfect.
Oh, okay.
I love this. Hilton Head Monopoly.
Hilton Headopoly.
Hilton Headopoly.
The makers of Greenpolopoly.
I love this. Yeah. This is awesome.
When we were talking about Monopoly the other day, she said she loved playing, and then we started talking about the different themes, and I was like, I was looking for Beaufort Monopoly, but they don't make it.
I will so play this up in the mountains. This is great.
Which makes no sense at all. Monopoly at
But when we get rained out, that's what we like to do. We play games. And this one is good for the kids because it keeps them busy.
What's that? Enter this private residence subdivision and pay a $20 gate fee? Like all of them?
And nine. Oh, thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.
Ooh, pink Moscato. I know I'll be drinking that over the holidays.
Yeah, I wanted to get you something you drink and not something that would sit on a shelf.
You threw up at Harbortown. Pay $200.
Yes. And of course,
go to jail, pay off a judge, and go home.
Godiva, you know how to give me love. I'm complete. I got chocolate for the holidays. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome.
Glad you like it. All right, what we don't want to let time get away from us.
No,
well.
No, it will here in a minute.
Got some hooch.
Give Fat Boy his gift. Where is it?
All right,
from Matt Man.
Fat Boy, I text you a picture of your gift. Check your cell phone.
It's gonna be a.
It's Matt's junk.
Everything's not a prank, guys.
It's most things.
Oh, wow.
Merry Christmas, Flobo. I don't know what the hell to buy you.
I don't know. How do I, get it?
You have an iPhone. It's there.
I got a gift from the Apple Pay.
There you go.
In my home. Can I pay my bill with it?
Yours is just a little something. I got everybody one of those. Yours is just a little something.
I didn't know what to buy.
Paige got one, too.
I did. This is so cool. I can journal now.
Ooh.
I don't know what to do with it.
It's an.
Look at the other
I'll
side
show you page. How to do it, Pat Boy. It's Apple Pay. You have a cell phone, you can use it anywhere.
No, I was looking to see if it's basketball on there.
It has NBA basketball on there.
I'll throw it at the Major D when I go to
thank
dinner.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I got everybody a ledger. Just everybody gets a
ooh,
ledger.
Ooh, and a sticker.
That's really pretty. Thank you.
Oh, I didn't know I had a sticker in it.
I didn't get one.
It says, holy crap, my ledger was made 100% from apples.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that.
Oh, my God. It smells,
like apples, really?
Oh, that's great. And that's great because my child is allergic to apples, so she can never read my journal.
Yeah, it says Matthew's Asia on it.
And Matthew's Asia, what does that mean?
I don't know. Paige got one from the Stanford School of Medicine.
I love that.
That's great.
Watch some surgeries.
It's amazing what they make books from apples now.
Yeah.
That's something else. Cool. Meanwhile, everybody else is going out to get their Apple MacBook.
You just covered lunch, buddy.
Well, thank you.
Thank you.
One trip
it.
To Wendy's.
I know. I'm racking up today.
That was fantastic.
Go ahead and start making my double stacks.
Is that all that's okay.
I think that's everybody covered.
So here's our gift to you.
Yes, go ahead and get your gift.
We would like you to come to our Christmas party tonight.
Mm-hmm.
The Planet's Not So Silent Night concert with POD live, Nonpoint live, Greenville's very own Islander live, 7-Year Witch from Parts Unknown live. We're giving away a pair of tickets right now. Caller number 13, it's that simple. 1-800-774-0093. 1-800-774-0093.
If
you're going
you
to need
be
some
there
fast
this
fingers.
Evening.
You
yeah.
got to be there tonight.
Yeah,
yes.
It is tonight. So if you don't win these and then not come, all right?
That's right.
Or go to the show.
Or go to the show. Either way. 1-800-774-0093. We'll get a winner. We'll get some headlines right after this. Morning, everybody. Merry Christmas.
Mornings with the This is the Rise Guys Morning Show with Matt Man, Nine, Paige, and Fat Boy.
93.3 The Planet rocks.
It's Rise Guys headlines with Paige and her big ol' hoo-haws.
You want $100,000 in your pocket?
Yes.
Yes. Well, Vitamin Water will give you someone $100,000 to give up their phone for the entire year of 2019. So you can't have, they'll give you some sort of 1996 era cell phone type thing that you can make your phone calls, but you won't be able to.
Internet, text.
Yeah, that's.
Like a. Like anything cell phone pre like BlackBerry. Because
yeah.
BlackBerry is what introduced all that.
So 365 days straight without using your smartphone, iPad, or anyone else's smartphone or iPad because you have to take a lie detector test.
Okay, I'm sitting here thinking, what is this all about? This is what it's all about, because you said who's sponsoring this.
Mm-hmm.
We got to come up with something like that. We should do a mass wedding on Valentine's Day.
Oh, we should. We should, we should bring that back again. But we should also come up with $100,000.
Wow.
Yeah, that's true.
Between the four of us this time of year, that's hard.
Never mind.
Or any time of year.
Well, it's the entry.
Any time of my life.
You have to hashtag
you're already
it.
In Winnie.
Oh, yeah.
I just finished off my first Tijuana Mama.
It was good.
3% hotter for sure.
Oh, you like you sweat a little bit. I can see it.
I saw you drink the juice.
I will.
Oh, my
that's the chaser.
What did I do to myself?
Chase it with the juice.
I'm professional.
We're all going to hate ourselves.
Don't worry. He won't fart before 10.
Oh. It takes a while.
I'm
not from
so
that anyway.
Sorry, everybody. It's the thought that counts.
My cleaning lady's going to hate you.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Oh. Well, if you wanted to enter, you have to use the hashtag NoPhone4Year on Twitter. And it's through the vitamin water team that are going to look and see.
Yeah.
It might be fun. Because you can actually call people then and bug the hell out of them because you can't text them.
I tell you what, if it wasn't this job and I didn't have a child, I would do that as kind of a self-journey kind of thing. Mm-hmm. I really would.
See if you can go unplugged, sort of.
Yeah. I wouldn't use social media near as much if would not without this job. I must feel like it's just part of the job. Like, it's just part of the job. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You got if people follow you on social media, they're looking for some crap. They want to see you post stuff. Mm-hmm. I owe it to you if you follow me at OMatthew across all social media touch points. Except Facebook.
They're looking for stuff.
That's why Nine does it at all them different ones he has.
Yeah. I have different names on everything. I like it that way.
I was going to give you that for Christmas, but
you got to work for it.
I don't know your passwords.
Man. You have to work just a little bit to find me. Not too hard, but a little bit.
Him, not it.
Yeah.
Well, here's a terrible story for you. A woman wants to use a sperm donor because she says her husband isn't attractive enough. Oh. This is a story that's on Reddit, if you believe it to be true.
That's awful.
Yeah, so there's a 30-year-old guy who posted this on Reddit's relationship advice section on Tuesday with a brutal situation. His 26-year-old wife told him that she wants to use this sperm donor to have kids because he's not even good-looking enough. And he says that she told him, quote, if the baby had genes of an incredibly attractive and smart man, then he or she would live an easier life and be happier. So obviously the guy was deeply offended.
Oh, well, who wouldn't be?
He also posted an update yesterday that after several hours of talking to his wife, he found out that she was having an affair with one of her coworkers and she wanted her kids to be handsome like that guy.
Well, like I can honestly, you know, like if you could think about it, like would you want your, I wouldn't necessarily say that I'd want to pass these looks off to another person. I mean, truly, I would want them to look as nice as possible, but still have my DNA as far as, you know. Even that doesn't, because people are like, well, you know, my parents were smart or what. It's the soul. It's not the DNA.
Yeah.
If that can, and that can't be passed through DNA. It just, that's not what that's about.
No.
Right?
No, I mean.
At least as far as we know.
Some of those characteristics.
The balding thing's for real. I guarantee that.
That could be environmental, though. Not the balding, but, you know, the temperament.
Yeah.
Could be probably environmental. I don't know, man.
Yeah, but you know, like, you've talked about, Jimmy, your family, not the ones that are still living now, but some in the past that have just done some dastardly, wild things that I know you as a person would certainly never entertain the thoughts of. And me the same way. Like, How does that happen? How can you be so different from family members and share the same DNA?
Well, maybe it skips a generation every 100 years or so or 200 years. I don't know. But the line ends here, so it's fine. The line ends with me.
It does.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I'm not going to do that to the rest of the world.
Yeah.
I'm not.
Unless that wash rag gets pregnant.
I'm not going to do that to future generations.
So this guy, he's going to start divorce proceedings.
It always happens in my sleep. You know that.
Yeah.
Safe
well, you wear
way.
A wash rag to bed.
That's the best same sex ever.
Well, in that case, it's a loincloth.
Goodness.
Hoglaw.
Oh, so let's talk about Christmas spirit. We have a lot of Christmas spirit in this room, but there's a study that was done. At what age did your Christmas spirit peak? And some other outdated holiday traditions that we can talk about that people do. So when were you the most spirited, can you think of? I would say probably younger. Always like, yay, Christmas. Believing in Santa Claus.
I would say forever. Now.
I like it the most now, yeah.
Because, like, man, and when I was in, so this is the thing about getting older. I remember when people say it's better to give than receive. And like when I was a young kid, I was like, no way, that's crazy. And then when I was in college, I was like, oh, you're making a sex joke. And then now, though, I look at it, it's like, man, it does feel good to like, I'm not being facetious or sarcastic. Like, it feels good. It feels good to give people gifts that you know they really like or will appreciate. It feels good. Even more so, like, you know. These hot weenies are okay, but it felt good to give. I appreciate the gift, but it felt greater to me to give the gifts to y'all than the ones that I received.
You know what? I'm glad you feel that way.
Absolutely.
Because I just requested more money on the gimmick.
Did you?
No, I like to give gifts. I mean, I do like to receive gifts, but I get far more joy out of giving gifts.
Yeah. I do too.
Yeah. I mean, I really, really do.
Yeah, I like getting them. And I love getting them as a kid because I know if I went to my Grandpa Ellenberg's house, Bobby Joe Sr., I was going to get good gifts.
Yeah.
Because he worked at Floor Daniel forever.
Okay.
Dude, I'll tell you something. Money. My, and this is, and I will say this about my mama. I didn't realize it at the time. This is a sentimental moment here for Mo Matthew. Hey, Mama. I didn't realize it when I was a kid living on a mill hill at Poe Mill in that tiny little house that we were poor. Like, they hid that from me in an excellent way because I remember when, if you know, kids are in the car, like when Santa Claus would come to the house, that living room floor would be covered because if Santa Claus brought me a pack of pajamas, she would take the pajamas and the pants and the shirt and spread it out across the floor. And so when I would go out there, what would have been a small amount of stuff, Mary took what Santa Claus did and spread it out across the floor. And it was like, I felt bad for my kids. It was like, God, look at all this stuff I got.
Oh, you made it bigger and better than ever.
Yeah. I mean, it was like, it was great because it really, like, I had no clue that we didn't have a pot to piss in.
Mm-hmm.
Literally, we all went outside, even Mary.
Yeah. But you were rich in other things because think of people that have so much, but they don't necessarily have the love from their parents.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
that's right.
I would rather have your life than...
Well, I can't say that I'd rather have yours. I can't have that many dogs. That's too okay. much for me. One's enough.
Big ones, too.
Although there is contemplation over the holidays of adding a second dog to the household.
Ooh, you should.
Uh-oh.
I say that, and I'm not going
to. Yeah. I said dogs.
Oh.
Yeah.
All right. Well, at the age of 14, according to a recent study, that's when your Christmas spirit peaks.
No, I didn't have any then.
Mm-mm. Really?
With my parents, how could I?
No, I was so materialistic. Oh, you better go to. What was it called?
Here's some money.
I better get some structure sweaters. Damn it.
Yeah, some Hilfiger.
I want a Hilfiger tote.
Just some Tommy.
That's kind of when you're into boys and girls and stuff at that time. You're dating.
34.
At the age of 14, it's like puberty is. It's already gone through, and then that's when you're kind of dating, right?
No.
14, 15.
Absolutely not.
Not when you're a fat kid.
No. Absolutely not. You got to be, like, somewhat successful in your 30s
if
and then still not really.
Will let you date. So how about this? This is when you start talking to boys. That's what I mean.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Girls can talk to boys then. But
you got a gentleman caller out here, Elizabeth.
Yeah.
All right. So here's some outdated stuff. Tipping your mailman. I don't know if anybody still does that, but that's a nice gesture.
You know,
I
mean, when that stopped, when all these news reports came out and told you how much postmen and all the great benefits and all that stuff, people kind of turn against that saying, oh, you got a government job. You get enough.
They really
don't. They work their asses off in the cold.
Yeah, I have a great post person, and every year try to get her something.
I went to high school with mine.
What's up, Julie?
Some people give them presents, like some cookies or something.
Yeah,
I got a buddy that's a carrier, gets stuff all the time.
Really?
Yep. Rolls his sleeves up. Wears shorts all the time. That's a hot wife.
Well, here's some other
updates. He's not a Porsche pirate, is he?
No, he's not a Porsche pirate.
So
I didn't think in my head before I said it.
What's up, Justin?
Hanging mistletoe, people don't do that much anymore.
Oh,
I don't think
it's hard to find.
Well, yeah, but like, just because if a woman happened to be this day and time, you need to go, hey, you're standing under their mistletoe. Is it okay if I kiss you?
Yeah, I mean, at this point, you basically have to ask permission to kiss anybody unless it's been established that it's okay to do from time to time.
Right. I don't even think Sadie Hawkins dances happen anymore.
But that should be the new way, though.
It should.
Sadie Hawkins dances?
In the Me Too movement era, that should be the
she
new way.
She should ask you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Call them bitch dances.
That's even worse.
Don't say that.
No, I mean, you could bring your dog with you. I went to a bar the other night that accepted dogs. Wouldn't let them drink, though. I thought that was odd.
Well, they shouldn't. And drinking eggnog. I love it. A lot of people don't like eggnog. It's too rich. But
We talked about that the other day. Gross. If you drink it without alcohol in it, you're just playing off tradition. You really don't care about the taste of it because it's nasty.
It is good. Even eggnog ice cream.
Then why do you only drink it once a year if it's so damn good? Same thing about cranberry sauce. Oh, it's so good. I love it.
Pumpkin spice. You look forward to the season.
Can't eat it unless there's turkey and dressing around it, though. It's so good.
It's
making
so delish.
A gingerbread house. Have you ever done that?
I never have.
No.
It's a lot of work.
I would eat it before I built it, is the problem. I would start eating the walls before I got it built.
They make the ones now where they're already cooked and you just build them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, why are you going to build it? You just eat it.
Already cooked.
They got competitions at the, I think, the Grove Park Inn.
Yeah.
But you can't eat them. They just sit there.
Well, why would you want to eat them, though?
Dude, there's this gingerbread.
They're beautiful.
Gingerbread is delicious.
Friday night on ABC, there's going to be families fighting with Christmas lights. I saw the ad for it yesterday.
Great Christmas light fight?
Yeah, there's some kind of a Christmas light fight war.
I'm glad I don't watch television.
So like, just strangle them with a lot of them. A string of lights. That's the easiest way to do it, right?
No.
Hang Daddy from the barn.
Grumpy.
I'm really glad I don't watch television.
Well, here's something that
people... I watch Shark Tank.
I'll never say that ever.
I wish they did more of, but they don't do anymore. Going door to door.
That still happens.
Singing... Mm-hmm. Christmas carols.
Been to Fat Boy's house.
You don't
where
have
it is.
People knocking on the door outside singing at your house anymore.
Secret computer.
That would be welcomed. I would enjoy that. I would.
How long would you stay for one song?
Well, here's the thing. Like in movies, they would all go out and stand on the porch and kind of like, you know, have a hot cocoa in their hand, you know, nestled together. I would stand at the window and listen. I wouldn't go outside.
You wouldn't.
I'd go outside and entertain
them. Yeah, to smoke, but you wouldn't be out there to listen.
But if they were singing at my doorstep, I'd go outside to give them that opportunity to sing to me.
I would just watch them on my Ring doorbell from the living room.
They're out there. You go out there and see them people. Offer them some cocoa. Offer them some snacks. Offer them a P1 Pilsner.
I need to card them first.
Yeah, you do, but still offer them one if they're legal.
Yeah.
A couple of them will be. The chaperones at least are 21.
Chaperone.
I think your hot weenies are starting to affect me.
Offer them a hot weenie.
You want a hot weenie?
Nah, I think I'm getting the after effects of yours.
Can I have one of your sausages too?
No.
Oh, I'm sorry. Well, I hope you enjoy them.
Hey, do you want a hot weenie?
No.
Okay. What about a pickled sausage?
No, I'll pass, but thank you. Here's a story for you. An Uber driver robbed a customer at knife point, but that's not the weirdest part of the story. He used a translating app and demanded some cash.
With the app?
Well, yeah, because he didn't speak the same language as the, you know.
Hope it wasn't Virgil.
Is the victim?
Sure, he just didn't have a dip in?
So this is a 28-year-old guy. Taking an Uber in St. Louis around 3:30 a.m. on Sunday. And when his ride got there, the driver pulled out a knife and demanded some cash. Only the guy and the driver didn't speak the same language, so the driver used an app on his phone to translate his demands. And the guy gave up his wallet and the driver took off. So the cops are trying to track him down.
I'm glad we have technology so we can rob people who don't speak the same language as us.
I'll tell you what my Uber driver told me the other day, because I had a real talkative one, and I didn't mind it at the time. I said, what do you do if, like, because we were talking about recently there was, unfortunately, the Uber driver in Greenville that was killed.
Yeah.
And I said, you ever think about that? And he said that if he's at a peak time where he has many different offers or whatever, he will go for the person who's had the most uses of Uber to kind of, they're established.
Okay.
In other words, if it's a brand new Uber user, he won't sometimes go and get them because they're not established.
He doesn't go for the guy with 1 star with the skull and crossbones as his profile picture.
I have 5 stars as a customer. I do.
That's good.
Yeah.
Well, look at you.
I don't know why you'd give the customer bad stars unless they were just a jerk or left you backseat or something.
Yeah.
Well,
I drive home when I have to do that. No, I can't drive at all.
And things are changing on TV. Well, not actually on the internet. Sesame Street debuted its first homeless character.
Oscar the Grouch?
Oh, my God.
Yeah,
no.
Really?
He lives in a damn trash can.
It's
he ain't
a
homeless?
House?
It's not Oscar the Grouch.
He's homeless.
It's the Lily character, the pink Muppet with red hair. Who joined the show in 2011.
She's pink but has red hair.
Oscar the Grouch obviously is homeless. He lives in a garbage can.
That's true.
No, he's got a garbage can. That's his home.
No, it's not. If you're
well,
a
then
person,
Tent City people aren't homeless then.
People who live under a bridge are not homeless if a garbage can is a house. Bert and Ernie have a house. They share a home.
You have a point.
Thank you.
Live in Brooklyn.
I'm not.
Well, did Big Bird live in a house?
I don't know where Big Bird.
That would have been a big. It had to have cathedral ceilings for him to be in there. I never remember seeing where he lived.
Where did Snuffleupagus live? The size of an elephant.
Yeah, he would have. Yeah,
elephants don't have dwellings. They
and I realize they're trying to be inclusive of everybody with everything now. But if you're homeless and still get to watch Sesame Street, get your priorities straight.
Well, I think they're teaching tolerance because you have to have HBO to watch Sesame
Turn
Street.
Turn off
now.
Netflix, save up the money, and get you a place.
Well, Sesame Street's on HBO. It's subscription TV.
This will be featured on. It won't be on TV. It's going to be on their online videos, a little segment. And so in the clip, Lily gets sad when all her classmates leave to go back to their homes, and she says, quote, "I miss our apartment, and now we don't have our own place to live. And sometimes I wonder if we'll ever have our own home again."
Well, why don't Big Bird offer to let her stay there till she gets her stuff? Why does everybody say, "Well, okay, well, you're homeless, back to our place"?
And why does nobody care that Oscar's been homeless for like 40 years?
I don't know. We need to write Sesame
She should
Street.
Live under Snuffleupagus. That'd be a nice lean-to.
And this you got me worried about Big Bird. He doesn't have a nest anywhere. Where does he go walking the streets?
You know, Big Bird's toilet's huge.
One time he went to China.
Goodness.
That was Hiroshima, Big Bird taking a dump.
No, he went to China in a movie.
Did he really?
Mm-hmm.
All right, then.
Big Bird goes to China?
These two Sesame Street movies, man. I remember when I was a kid. There's one where Big Bird's in China.
Yeah.
I remember.
I think you're thinking of the porno parody.
No. Mm-mm.
That's crazy. All right, then.
All right, thank you, Paige.
You're welcome.
He was in Thailand in that one.
What's the tablet? We'll take a break. We'll come back more Rise Guys right after this.
Right. What's better than a sloppy bill? You love them. But all you got to do is like the Rise Guys at facebook.com/933theplanet. The proud home of the Rise Guys morning show. 93.3. The planet just rocks.
Thank you to everybody who called, Facebook, Instagram, tweeted, Snapchatted, blah, blah, blah.
Thanks to all y'all. We appreciate you each and every day, especially today.
Paige, thank you for the 6 pounds of hot weenies.
You're welcome.
Actually, a little less than 6 pounds now. I had one.
By the way, feel free to Snapchat me, Instagram me, Facebook me, whatever you want to do. Text me because my phone didn't get broken.
That's true.
Yeah, you lucky bastard.
It's still there. It is still there. Tonight, the Planet's Not So Silent Night concert, POD, Nonpoint, Islanders, 7-Year Witch at the Firmament.
$20 general admission tickets, $25, maybe a few of those VIP ones remaining where you get in at 5:30, hang out with me and Matthew. But again, $20 general admission, $25 VIP one. You can get those by texting NIGHT, N-I-G-H-T, to 72341.
Get today's podcast, text podcast to 72341. I think I'll speak for the room. Chime in if you agree that we hope you have a very, very Merry Christmas. Happy Holidays, Kwanzaa, Hanukkah, whatever you celebrate, whatever makes you smile a little bit. At the end of the year, we hope you have a fun, safe one.
Hope so. Yeah. We'll see you tonight at the Firmament.
Tonight at the Firmament, that's right. Paige going to rock you at work next. Thank you. Merry Christmas.
More rock and fewer commercials. A 93-minute rock block hits you between the ears. Next on 93.3 The Planet.
Rock. Bye, baby, bye.